Spinning Top. Spin to win.
Hi, my dear brilliant listener. I am your not so brilliant, but somewhat creative jerk of a host, Shefali. Recently, I heard something that left me scratching my head. And guess what? This rare gem of a thought had tumbled off the tongue of a business giant. The CEO of Netflix, Mr. Hastings. I can see you nod. You know what he said, don't you? He said, and I can imagine him sitting upon the hood of a Porsche and saying it. He said, "Do not tolerate brilliant jerks. The cost to teamwork is too high." He makes a point there. And who am I to argue with the co-founder of Netflix? I mean, I have still not availed my 30 days of free trial. And I really would like to get it someday. But I'd like to submit, quite humbly in fact, that in saying so, Mr. Hastings completely misses out on the fact that creative brilliance often coexists with a lack of social awareness and emotional intelligence. This results in their becoming jerks. I believe that these brilliant jerks are important, and if managed properly, they can be assets to their organizations. Yet, when you follow Mr. Hastings' advice and come up with a blanket policy that you won't tolerate brilliant jerks, and you put them through behavioral trainings, what you are actually trying to do is sand their jaggy edges. Do you realize that their brains are now focused on controlling and correcting their behavior instead of forming the connections that would result in creative solutions? So you've now rid your organization of a brilliant jerk and replaced him or her with a perfectly useless but sweet-tempered, well-behaved employee who'd play by the rules. Honestly, this is the reason why great ideas seldom spring from organizations. Unless, of course, the organization itself is the brainchild of a brilliant creative genius, as Apple was. It was an organization that valued creativity and aesthetics above everything else, at least until Jobs was alive and at the helm of affairs, but I digress. We were talking about jerks and how, if they don't toe the line, they should be booted out. In my experience, creative and brilliant jerks that land in jerk-intolerant organizations go one of the two ways. Either these jaggy and crinkly-wrinkly jerks get pushed into the organization's cultural rolling mill and lose their jerkness and transform into delightfully regular employees, or upon sighting the rolling mill, they disappear only to surface somewhere else, possibly in a smaller and a more tolerant company. Some of these jerks end up turning freelancers. In both cases, the organization that doesn't tolerate brilliant jerks loses opportunities that may have come its way had they kept their jerks with them. Please don't put me down as a jerk-loving, rational-hating bigot who cannot understand the beautiful commandment given by Mr. Hastings. I totally get what he's saying. He believes that these brilliant jerks spoil the culture of his organization by demoralizing others, and so the right thing to do is get rid of them. I can actually visualize him firing a couple of brilliant jerks and then clapping his hands in glee while his team gathers around chanting, "Good riddance to bad rubbish, good riddance to brilliant rubbish, good riddance to brilliant jerks." He's right in a way. Remember that when you reward inappropriate behavior of a team member, other team members start going rogue. So theoretically, as per behaviorism, what Mr. Hastings says makes absolute sense. But practically, I am not so sure. You see, I am more of a constructivist, a sort of cognitive democrat who believes that each one of us is unique because we are a product of our personalities and our experiences. And I believe in appreciating and celebrating our differences. The organization that I most loved working with had a great culture where brilliant jerks were tolerated very well. Each of us knew who these brilliant jerks were, and we kept our behavioral expectations from them very low. We did not expect them to be well-mannered, soft-spoken, corporate traditionalists. Instead, we expected them to be behavioral idiots. We knew that they considered themselves God's gift to our team and acted like the rules didn't apply to them. We made fun of them and we assumed that they too made fun of us in their own ways. But when they came up with something that saved all of us time and effort or helped us enchant the client, we applauded them. The spinning tops you see come in all shapes, sizes, and colors. Anyway, the end result of our happily tolerating these brilliant jerks was that the company ended up getting millions of dollars worth of projects. I still have a great respect for that organization and its culture. But then we know that no two spinning tops spin exactly the same. Some of them make a lot of noise and go all over the place, while others spin gracefully and silently in the corner allocated to them. My dear listeners of either camps, I don't subscribe to the theory that everyone must be whittled down to the same size and burnished to the same shine. Some of us are rusty, others are cracked, some are smooth and swift, a few are gifted. All of us are different and none of us dies or ends up in an asylum because a brilliant jerk acted up. In fact, they spice up our otherwise boring workplace and often come up with, if not inventive, at least innovative ideas. But Mr. Hastings is the CEO of Netflix. His word rules, at least in his organization. If he doesn't want the brilliant jerks in his company, he won't have them. And yet, if anyone were to believe that since the brilliant jerks were a minority, that this wave of intolerance would somehow cut them down to size, I don't see it happening. The world will always find a place for them. Steve Jobs was thrown out of Apple. He survived. He created Next Computer that was supplying a new operating system to NASA before he was brought back. And that operating system then led to the creation of Mac OS, an OS that is so delightful to work with that I am just addicted to it. Pablo Picasso, one of the greatest artists who would top the global jerk charts, was a painter. And while there are many who believe that he was a pain where it hurts the most, anyone would love to have a piece of canvas with his autograph on it. And Picasso didn't need an organization to carry the burden of his creative brilliance. He was an industry in himself. There is a long list of them, social misfits who went on to becoming great. Creative geniuses in all fields are social misfits to some degree. And especially if we speak of the domain of Netflix, I really don't know if there would be any good music or good movies if we didn't have brilliant jerks. I, for one, am willing to tolerate creative and brilliant jerks as long as they don't do evil stuff like robbery, fraud, molestation, rapes, murders. If they want to walk with a swagger, if they want to come late to work and leave early, skip important team meetings, dress up bizarre, get themselves inked in odd places, if they want to wear junk jewelry, listen to deafening music on their headphones, use 10 times the swear words that every teenager these days uses, or ask me to get lost if I were hovering near their workstation, that is all fine by me. I'll tolerate them. And I'll talk to my team and I'll explain why they should tolerate the jerk. Hey, I'd probably have a jerk code for the team and create some games around it. But I'll let the jerk be. And for all this, all you have to do, my brilliant jerk, is dazzle me with your brilliance. You see, if I want to use their brilliance, I believe I should allow them to sharpen their teeth instead of blunting their edge. I should let them be. And because creative processes work in unshackled minds, and we need those minds doing what they do the best. So unless they are doing something unlawful, I would let them be. I should let them be, so I will let them be. But of course, I understand that it doesn't work for Mr. Hastings, as he feels that the cost of carrying brilliant jerks is too high. I totally agree that as a CEO, he should be cutting off the unnecessary expenses. But isn't there another concept that he is probably ignoring? The concept of opportunity cost, which translates to the cost of lost opportunities, and which in the case of brilliant jerks could be incredibly high, but at the same time, also incredibly difficult to determine. I think I know why Mr. Hastings, despite his own brilliance, feels that the cost was too high. I think it was because the jerks that he was carrying were not brilliant enough. He had what I'd call four brilliant jerks. You've heard this term before, right? Four means unreal or artificial. So you have four leather, four pearls, four ivory, and so on. As I said, I understand why Mr. Hastings was so hasty in declaring that brilliant jerks should be dispatched from his company. I'll get to it in a moment, but before I do, won't you give me a chance to tell you why I so love these dazzling jerks? You see, all through my management spell, I always chose my team's brilliant jerks with care, and we love to have them on board. Honestly, I'd always like to have a few of those. To break the monotony of discipline, dazzle us with their brilliance. To move the benchmarks. But hey, I believe Mr. Reed Hastings' thoughts are great for companies that don't care much for creativity and innovation. If these companies get rid of their truly brilliant jerks, I'm sure that the creative companies will lap them up. Honestly, they'll always find their way as employees or as freelancers. But then the curious case of four brilliance still remains open. In defense of Mr. Hastings, I'd like to mention that there are a lot of four brilliant people who want to make you believe that they are brilliant. And they try to do so by being jerks. The reason for it is simple. You can't copy brilliance, but you can easily copy jerkness. And jerkness has incorrectly been considered to be a symbol of brilliance. Perhaps he happened to have a lot of these four brilliant employees who obviously didn't shed sufficient brilliance so as to compensate for their jerk attitude. That, I believe, can turn even a strong believer of brilliant jerks into a non-believer. And being a brilliant non-jerk himself, Mr. Hastings obviously would have a lower tolerance threshold than me. With that, I rest my case for the brilliant jerks. A minority that gives more than it takes, that gives humanity an edge, that makes this world a more beautiful and a more comfortable place to live in. Now, if you didn't like this brilliant podcast, what can I say? I am a jerk. But if you did, do like, subscribe, follow and share. And unlike me, if you are brilliant too, please be a jerk and write to Mr. Hastings. If you'd like to connect with me, please visit shefalianand.com. Thank you. Bye then. Have a brilliant day and a calm and peaceful night.